Well, as awards show season comes to an end, the Oscars, the biggest night for movies, handed out this weekend. It's happening Sunday night on ABC. And of course, our friends at Entertainment Tonight have it all covered. Nancy O'Dell is joining us on the line to talk about the big show. Hello there.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. And a little bit of Oscar craziness. It gets really busy this week, but but it's a fun busy.
I was going to say, this is like the end of award show season, as you mentioned at the top. So it's kind of a relief too, right? Or no?
It is, in a way. It kind of all starts with the Emmys in September, and then you have, like, the Christmas little break there, and then January comes, and it's like boom, 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 you know, SAGs and Golden Globes, and then you, eventually have the Oscars as the last kind of big award show until we start again next year.
Yeah, but and so lots of great nominees this year, and of course, I know that you love talking snubs, so we'll talk about those as well, but...
Because I get mad.
I know.
When my people who I think should be nominated don't make it in there.
Well, let's start with that then. Who do you think should have been nominated, or which, let's say, who or which movie do you think didn't get the recognition it deserved?
Well, Wonder Woman should have been in there for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that it is a superhero movie, but that was just so beautifully shot, and the story was so great, and I think especially in this time, it's just, the powerful women, and it's... It would just seem apropos and unique for it to make it, and I think it should have been in there. I really do. I think Tom Hanks should have been in there for The Post, but that's what I was getting ready to say. I would have Tom Hanks nominated every single year if I could, so I think that was a snub, and I think he should have been in there because I think he's just an incredible actor, and he did such a great job in that movie.
For sure. Going back to Wonder Woman, though, not one nomination, if I'm not mistaken. Nothing, right?
No. Tell me that does not make you angry like it makes me angry. Well,
I'm not as enraged, but it does bother me a little bit.
I mean, it really should. It broke all kinds of box office records. Like I said, it, spoke to the powerful woman. It was just a very well-told story. It was a beautiful story. The production was amazing. It was just, the way it was done, I'm sure that it was because it was a superhero movie that had something to do with it. But I just think that, you can step out of the box a little bit and when the quality is there, which it was for that movie, it should have been nominated.
What about Martin McDonagh? Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. We've seen that take trophies left, right, and center. But people are surprised, though, not in the director category.
I know. I think that there were a lot of shocking nominations this year, but people are talking about, possible Best Picture winners being The Shape of Water or Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. So we'll see what will happen there. I think that, Gary Oldman, a lot of people are talking about as the possible winner for lead actor. Then, of course, you've got, great people he's up against, like Daniel Day-Lewis, Denzel Washington, tremendous ones. For lead actress, I'd say the front runners are Sally Hawkins, The Shape of Water, and maybe Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Out of Ebbing, Missouri. I'm just going to keep calling it Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It's too long.
Yeah.
But those performances. And then supporting actress, everybody's saying Allison Janney from I, Tonya. She did such a tremendous job.
We love Allison, a friend to our show here. Now, that movie, though, or that film, people, low budget, but still a lot of nominations, but not Best Picture. Do you agree or disagree that that should be in the category?
I think the performances are what stood out in that movie. I think that those are the things that you really noticed, and especially Allison Janney. But I think that was the real standout. I mentioned the supporting actress category. I failed to mention the supporting actor. I think Sam Rockwell is what everybody's talking about for Three Billboards. So I think that Three Billboards will win in a lot of the acting categories.
Let's talk about James Franco not getting a nod for The Disaster Artist because people are saying because of the sexual harassment allegations. Now, I've got to ask you, is that fair because of somebody's, personal life outside of the role or the picture? Like, do you think that should happen?
Well, I think that it certainly is going to, influence a lot of the voters. So I think that, it's just likely to happen. I guess that's another conversation to determine whether the performance should be affected by that or not. But it's just so hard. There's so many things that we're hearing about now, and I think you just have to listen to everybody who's speaking, both sides of the story. think that you have to listen to, you know, obviously pay attention to the women who are telling us their stories, because they're very brave to be coming out and telling these stories and listening to them and believing them. And, you know, it's, and then you need to hear, you know, also the flip side of the story as well. You know, it's just, I think everybody needs to be heard. It's very important.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But it just seems awkward, though, that, you know, if that wouldn't have come to light, he could have got nominated for the part that he, the role that he played in the creation of this incredible picture. Like, that seems what's strange. Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody knows. I mean, you know, nobody knows why.
Right.
Like I said, you know, I think Wonder Woman should have been nominated, so it's just up to everybody's opinion. So we don't know for sure if that's the reason why he didn't get the nomination or not. You know, we don't know what affected, or if it was they just like some other performance. You know, the voters decided they liked some other performance better. You just never know what is the reason behind it, you know? And a lot of times we go, huh? Just like for me, for Tom Hanks, I'm like, huh? He should be in there.
Call Me By Your Name got rave reviews, but a couple of the people from it were snubbed. A lot of people were shocked. Armie Hammer, Michael Stahlberg. What do you think about that?
That Call Me By Your Name got a nomination?
No, that the actors didn't get it. Like, two actors in the same movie everybody was thinking would get in.
Well, in the lead actor category, they do have the nomination, but a lot of surprising things, and a lot of times I think what happens, and I've seen this happen having covered this so many years, is that if the movie is nominated, then I've found that a lot of times people will give the movie the vote, and then sometimes the actors won't get nominated, which it seems like it will kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times if they vote for the actor, then they feel like, okay, well, I voted for the actor in this movie, so I think I'm going to vote for a different movie. So I've seen that happen a little bit, where they feel like they need to spread the votes around. I think that can happen. So that may be what is happening in this situation.
Do you see a sweep happening? Do you see anybody sort of really cleaning up this year?
I think Three Billboards is going to have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to have a lot in the acting. And, you know, again, I think that people are talking about it being one of the front runners for Best Picture.
Okay, and now with the red carpet, everybody's always talking about the fashion. And you know, we've also seen this award show season, the statements, you know, people using the platform to express their thoughts and show solidarity with different movements. What do you see happening at the Oscars this year?
Well, we haven't heard of any movement so far at the Oscars, but I would imagine that you're going to see some people still wearing their Me Too pins. You know, you're going to see somebody wearing, you know, maybe black as a statement to continue it on. I'm sure there will be a lot of discussion on the red carpet about it, but, you know, something could happen like it did at the Grammys, where it was just last minute for everybody to wear the white roses. So that could happen at the last minute, where they're going to make a statement that way, you know. We haven't heard of anything, you know, happening at the ceremony, but I'm sure something will be brought up. You know, Jimmy Kimmel is going to be hosting for the second time, and he did a great job before, so I'm sure that's going to be great as far as the host. And the fashion, if they're making a statement or not, I think it's going to be fabulous. You've got some great people to look out for, like Sandra Bullock, Jane Fonda, Emily Blunt, Emma Stone, Nicole Kidman. Those are always show turners when it comes to fashion.
Question for you. You might not know the answer. Do you think Jimmy Kimmel's going to make any Donald Trump jokes?
I don't know. I think that, you know, he seems like he's, you know, always one that the hosts like to bring into their presentation. So I wouldn't be surprised. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah, we do have to wrap this up. But one final question. Oprah 2020, yes or no?
Of course I would say yes to that. Oprah. I would vote Oprah for anything. She's just as real as you think that she is when you see her on camera. She's that way behind the scenes. So she's just amazing. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen. She says she doesn't see her life going that way, and she hasn't gotten, you know, signed to run. And she, you know, of course, said the other day she was not going to run. So I don't know if it's going to happen. But, again, I would say Oprah for anything. The only thing that I feel like is that Oprah's so, you know, truly, like, she's good. You know, she's just, she tries to live her life right and with purpose mm-hmm. and with meaning and with light. And politics can be so, you know, as we know, negative. So I would say, I don't know if I see her, the personality working with the politics, because she just doesn't seem negative. Like, I can't imagine the negativity at all, like, of having to run a campaign and, you know, how that goes. But maybe she could change politics in that way if she were to run for president. Maybe all of a sudden we'd have this wonderful, positive political campaign and run. What do you think?
I think so. My concern is that politics ages you, and I don't want her getting old. I don't want her, you know?
Either around, don't we, for the positivity.
What would we do without Oprah? That's the thing.
I know. She brings such light, and she really does. She's the same way in person, you know? It's just Oprah.
I know. Okay, well, I know Entertainment Tonight. You've got the Oscars covered, and so I guess we'll see a full recap. What can we expect on Monday?
On Monday, we have all kinds of good stuff. Of course, we're going to have massive, it'll be all Oscars, basically, come Monday, because that's what we do. It'll be all Oscars, but you'll have the great behind-the-scenes stuff. You'll have the great red carpet moments where, you know, one celebrity runs into another, and you'll see somebody who's completely going fan-crazy over another celebrity, and that's the fun part. I like the unscripted moments, even where, you know, it's not like necessarily a question answer, but the camera's catching two celebrities meeting for the first time, or somebody being an admirer of that person's work, and those unscripted, like, really candid moments are just so much fun. So that's going to be part of the coverage on Monday, and of course we're going to have all the big parties and let you know what everybody's doing after the Oscars, and we'll have the reaction from backstage, just, you know, covering it the way that E.T. has done for so many years.
Well, we will be watching E.T. Everybody, check your local listings. And Nancy O'Dell, thanks so much for joining us again, and enjoy the Oscars.